Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. I am Skip LaCour. Here I am, and here you are. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, listening to this podcast, following through with your commitment to expanding your mind, your thoughts, your actions in some way, shape, or form. This podcast is just one more way for you to prove to yourself that you are truly committed to becoming your very best every single day, stretching yourself in some way, living up to that responsibility you have. Life is short. Life is precious. It seems to go by so quickly. And maybe you look back. We've talked about that in yesterday's podcast. You look back, what would you do differently if you had if you could live 5 years all over again? How much more effective, efficient, what things would you focus on more, worry about more, and what would be all the things you wouldn't worry about at all? How would you live your life differently? Well, we can't go backwards. We could just move forward. And in some way, shape, or form, we're going to make today better than yesterday and chip, chip, chip away at those goals, plans, vision, those feelings, those emotions that we're taking the time every single day to think about what we really want most in life and thinking about again. No. What do you really want? No. What do you really want? Can't think about this enough. Our values, our thoughts, our beliefs, our level of confidence change, right, from week to week, especially when you're doing things like living up to your own promises, that own your own self-imposed pressure. You build confidence. You're a better man, better person today than you were 3 weeks ago because you step up in this manner. And listening to this Morning Connection podcast is just one more way you have those references of success. You're 3 weeks better than you were back then. This person, 3 weeks, who is better, has more references, his thought process is more clear about what he wants in life. This person can do more, right? Because of all those references, that emotional muscle that has been built, that mental toughness conditioning that has been built, this person can do even more than who you were, no matter how great that was 3 weeks ago. That's why I talk about it. It's always time to reset, reset, reset. Think, okay, now with this level of confidence, with this level of experience, life experience, whether it's success or failure, like you hear me talk about a lot of these during these podcasts, I talk a lot about my failures in the past or how I didn't see things clearly. There's no such thing as failure when you use it, when you stop and reflect and you think about, okay, this is what I thought. It didn't turn out the way. And you're just continually trying to figure out that this puzzle, this Rubik's Cube, this combination lock. And so every failure of the past, quote unquote failure, can serve you in some way, shape, or form into the future. And I'm going to double down with how I'm going to benefit from my mistakes in the past by stepping up and doing this podcast for you almost every single day so that you can learn from my pain, my suffering, my quote-unquote failures as well, right? That's a big part of my mission here, and I just love it so much. Probably one of the most rewarding things, and I just thank myself for putting myself in that position. It's like on Sundays, I stack a lot of my one-on-one phone consultations for a couple of reasons. One is with everything I do with Mass Machine Nutrition. I mean, that's more than a full-time occupation career all by itself. It's so complimentary. The coaching is something I totally love to do, and it complements, you know, what I do with my Mass Machine Nutrition. And so, and also for, you know, my customers, my clients, my students going through this journey with me, it's better for them sometimes on the weekends while they're busy that we do this type of resetting, this thinking, this really examining their life, them stepping up to the challenge of having me push them further. It's better to do that on the weekends. All right. So I get up and I do this podcast. I've been, you know, for these last 100 days or so, I've been doing this podcast at 4:30 in the morning, and then it goes right at 5 o'clock. I go straight into phone consultations on the hour, all the way up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's an intense day, an emotional day. But I just love every minute of it. And one thing that I just love so much about it is when I have a guy who's just, you know, he's smart enough. I always say, I wish I was as smart as some of these guys who come to me for coaching. Because although I'm very proud of a lot of this information I share with you, this inspiration I share with you, I learned from books, generic books about life and accomplishment, achievement, and all the seminars that I went to all around the world, paid all that money, traveling, and the hotels. I mean, that was the biggest expense in addition to the time away from trying to make money, in addition to the seminar tuition fee itself. A lot of money went into attaining this knowledge. It was just really generic knowledge. I don't remember coaching like you're getting the opportunity for me to explain why coaching, I believe it's so important, that it's available to you. There wasn't the internet back then to even stumble into something like this, let alone, you know, someone like me coming into your life and having this casual conversation every single day. Don't remember things like that. And I would think that I would have run into it because I was always getting all the audio cassettes at that time and then CDs and all the self-improvement books and things like that. I would think if it was available the way it is for you now, I think I would have run into that, but I can't be too sure. Maybe nobody came into my life to sell me on how much more effective and efficient the one-on-one coaching with the right coach can do for you. And so now you hear me talking about it, about my experiences, helping people just like you, about me being so sold on coaching that I have coaches that I pay a lot of money to because I now realize that, you know, all the books and the motivational tapes and, you know, generic podcasts like this one, that how helpful they are. But we all have our stuff. You know, we all have our limiting beliefs or situations that aren't really true, but we pigeonholed ourselves into believing it's true and we're making our journey a lot more challenging than it really is, although we don't see it because it makes sense to us. Maybe we have rules on top of rules that aren't necessary. Maybe our values, some values that we take a lot of pride in, they are working against what we say we want. And that's something that we've talked about during this podcast. Well, how are you going to get that from a book? Because, you know, you think that you know what makes you tick. You believe that you know what drives you. I mean, obviously, you're putting a lot of effort into it. You take a lot of pride in who you are. You probably have achieved a certain level of success. I mean, you have to have a certain level of certainty and confidence to move forward. So, you know, the way you see your life, understandably, comes from a sense of certainty and confidence. It's just that maybe in the areas that you need a little tweaking or a lot of tweaking, you're too confident. It just seems to make too much sense for you. And sometimes a coach not telling you what to do, just making you think about those specifics, just who's trained, who's really good at what they do, you can put out a situation, you can say it with certainty, and then, you know, twist it around just a little, and then they'll hear themselves. You can hear yourself think about, is that necessarily true? Where you just kind of go on autopilot and, you know, think that's the best way to go. I just had a call like that before. Now, I've got a lot of coaching programs, anywhere from someone can come in to where I live, San Francisco, East Bay area, and if you've watched my videos, you can see this awesome gym that I work in, you know, the training videos, right? That's connected to a Renaissance Club Sport, a nice hotel. It's just a great campus, so to speak, with everything, you know, the great hotel, restaurant, and then that gym that you see me in, and a lot of other things like the showers, the pool. I mean, it's just a great resort all by itself right here where I am in Walnut Creek. Well, you know, I have an arrangement where you can fly in to either San Francisco airport, the Oakland airport, and then, you know, come in and spend a weekend with me. You know, like I said, I do this generic one-on-one or this generic podcasting with you, but this is one-on-one. It's you and me. You come in Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and we go through this. I mean, I'm sitting down there with you. right? Going through your goals, your plans. You know, we could get some workouts together, have a few meals together. I mean, it just put your phone away. It's just 2.5 days of intense. Go home Sunday, be back with your family, or be back home on Sunday night. It's a really intense weekend. That's one level of coaching that I have. That's for the people who are really committed and really determined to make some changes, right? Big investment of both of our time and energy. And also a step down in my coaching where you have total access to me, all right? In addition to the weekly sessions that, you know, I keep you accountable, I keep you focused on what you've decided to do. There's also like monthly goal setting and review sessions. And you have my home phone number. You have my cell number. We text. And you can do emergency calls throughout the week, right? That's another level. Not quite as intense as, you know, that weekend, right? But it's another level where we're in constant contact. And then what I really guide most people in is the one-on-one weekly coaching. But, you know, so I have people who have a lot more access to me. And just the other day, I got a phone call, and I had a gentleman. I mean, he's, you know, it's interesting because he just got set on fire on our coaching session earlier in the day, and he went and took immediate action, got with some partners, business partner, came up with this plan, really, really excited about the next step, you know, pushing himself, challenging himself, and so he had, you know, after we had our session, just maybe I don't know 10 hours before. Called up, oh, I got this plan, this, and this whole different business plan, right? Really excited about it. And I can really see why he's excited because, and that's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast is, you know, you pushing yourself. He's really into pushing himself. He's really into the challenge, right? And he constantly examining, hey, am I really pushing myself enough? And someone challenged him how much he was pushing himself. And he went right into it, and it's great. I mean, as someone to coach you, hate that term life coach, but as a life coach, a business coach, you know, my job isn't to tell you what to do. And I make that very clear. And the reason why is you can make anything work. It doesn't matter what I think, right? It could be a bad plan that you come up with. You can get like 5 steps into it, 5 days into it, so to speak. And then because you pushed yourself, you threw yourself out there on the ledge with a bad plan, you can immediately make some adjustment because you're out there on the ledge, so to speak. That is just groundbreaking, earth-shattering, that you would never have known if you didn't get out there and what was a bad plan at the beginning, 5 days into it. Through grit, ambition, drive, mental and emotional flexibility. No one can tell you something is a bad plan necessarily before you do it, because you might have what it takes to eventually turn that into a good plan that you won't know until you really get out there. So I can't tell you what a good plan is or a bad plan is, but I can make you think about your values, your direction, and have you consider things that in that moment you may not be thinking about or maybe you've never thought about. And so, you know, that's what, you know, he's into his world. I see how he's driven by his values, but they may not be consistent with those improvements, those values that he already has in place. And all I did was just ask him a few questions and put things back in perspective. And that's what, you know, that one-on-one coaching can do for you. Again, I don't remember this being available to me. I just don't. And I would think that I would have, but it's so much more effective and efficient. All that money, time, energy I spent with the generic type motivation, inspiration, mental strategies, it would have been better served to get a great coach. I'm so, you know, proud, and I admire a few of my students who are like 23 and 25 years old, and, you know, they're talking to me about whether it's girls or, you know, dealing with other people or, you know, I had one gentleman who, you know, who was talking about, I don't, a friend, a casual friend who let him down in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, he was just taken in almost dead. Why would somebody do that? And, you know, just being able to, you know, give him a broader perspective that I learned through life is that, you know, it's probably what he did, you know, is pretty common. And you shouldn't take that so much onto you, because it kind of happens all the time if you really think about it. Sometimes things happen a lot around the world to different people, just not to us. We haven't experienced it. And so when it happens to us, we're just so devastated. And, you know, we start having beliefs about how the world works and how unfair it is or how bad people are. Yet at the same time, if you just looked at it from a little different perspective, you'd say, wow, that happens all the time now that I think about it. And then I can just ask a question, well, if you were that guy and that happened to him, what advice would you give to him? And it's usually something, don't take it so hard. That's the way it goes. Has nothing to do with you. Move on. Sometimes we can't do that for ourselves. And what really charges me up about, you know, doing these coaching sessions, getting back to my pain, what I've gone through, is when I can impart some wisdom and really prevent these guys from immediate pain, what they're going through right now. And I just know that there's so much pain that they're going to have a better perspective on and work through a lot more efficiently, elegantly, and more quickly than without, you know, my insight, my coaching, my friendship, my being that big brother, that father figure. Right? So that's what this coaching is all about. Like I said, here we are at Morning Connection Podcast number 187, on our way to Morning Connection Podcast number 200. And then this connection at this level is going to be over with. Now, I have some plans on continuing the connection for those of you who are really committed. You know you love this stuff. So I'll tell you more about that as we get closer to Morning Connection Podcast number 200. Anyway, what I was going to say, though, is with this Morning Connection Podcast, it's like, man, I get up every single morning and I'm looking at this. Here we are, you know, already 17 minutes into the podcast, right? And I get up many times in the morning thinking, what the hell am I going to talk about? What more can I talk about? I mean, I love pushing myself, and I love, you know, talking to you guys, watching television, learning all the lessons that life has to offer us. Like I said, every single day, life is continually teaching us lessons. Is how much are we paying attention? Well, I have to pay attention. I have to pay attention because at 4:30 in the morning, the music comes on and I have to deliver a podcast, and it has to be of some value. That's a standard that I live by. I'm going to have to, you know, provide some value, some way, shape, or form. Maybe that's the lesson. Sometimes you just got to commit yourself, stretch yourself, feel uncomfortable, and just chip away. Maybe the value in this is sometimes you just got to show up for your job, for your relationship, getting as close as you can to that level 10 as possible, checking yourself. And over time, that type of effort, even if some days aren't as brilliant as others, maybe that's the lesson. What I was thinking about is how many times I've done this in my life where I stretch myself. Like, you know, if you would have said, okay, you know, and let's go back before I started this Morning Connection Podcast number one, and how this mental toughness, mental conditioning, this type of stuff that I was going to talk about, if you would have told me, hey, you got to come up with 187 topics, I probably would have been doing the math like, well, there's 365 days in a year. 187, what more? What can I talk about? I'm supposed to think about something every day, and my stomach might have gotten all nervous. 187 topics? Should I think about them now? How am I going to get any sleep the night before, knowing that I've got to get up every morning and say something brilliant the next day? No way. I'm not going to do that. But you don't think about it, and you just put yourself out there. You make yourself feel uncomfortable. And stretching yourself in that manner, just whether you deliver a 10 podcast or not, maybe sometimes it's 7, sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 9. I won't go any lower than that, but let's just say, right? But how that accumulates over time, the value provided, how you chip away at your life, because of you stepping up, stretching yourself, feeling uncomfortable, it pieces together that life that you really want. Plus, even when you don't do well, the lessons that you learn from it. Right? It all can serve you, what you're truly made out of, the talents, resources, ability, mental flexibility, thinking on your feet, right? Because you put yourself under that pressure that you would really not know unless you've done it before, right? I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow, I don't know what I'm talking about a week from now. All I know is at 4:30, the music is going to come on, and it's time for me to stand and deliver. You know, that's stretching yourself, right? The question for you today is, how happy, how satisfied are you with how far you stretch yourself, how often you stretch yourself, how far you put yourself out of that comfort zone? What would you give yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 that you really do it? You know, today is Wednesday, and if you're following the journey I'm doing with my nephew, I'm so proud of his journey so far. It's Ronnie, that's my nephew. He's 20 years old, just about 21. Ronnie's bigger and bolder journey. And the bigger part is building muscle, losing body fat in the gym. We're training every 5 days a week together. But the bolder part is what really excites me. The bolder part is him gaining more confidence, his man formation. And I'm pushing him in so many different ways by going through the man formation program, by going through sales training, a sales training course that I really think is motivating. It's life. It's not just about sales, right? I'm pushing him through that program. And in addition to stretching himself any way I can, you may have seen the interview that he did with a local Bay Area big-time sportscaster who happens to work out in the same gym. And my wife, Carrie, used to do one-on-one personal training with him in the gym, so she had that connection, set that up, right? And I sprung it on him at the last minute, knowing where Ronnie is right now. He would have just freaked out. It would have just made him so uncomfortable for whatever time. I would have told him, right, okay, you're going to do this interview on camera, two cameras going with this sports newscaster because you want to be a sportscaster, right? He would just been freaked out if I would have told him 2 hours or 2 days or 2 weeks beforehand. So I just kind of sprung it on him at the last minute. Again, that mental and emotional flexibility, being quick on his feet, stretching himself, me helping him stretch himself, right? And so proud of the journey he's made so far. So excited. We, you know, have about 14 weeks left in this journey. You can go to skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com, my name, /journey. You can check that out. It's not just about fitness. It's about a lot more than that. We do weekly reviews. Started off this journey with a really intense one-on-one coaching session to get him clear on the goals that he wants, his feelings and emotions that he wants to move towards, and maybe some of the fears and the challenges that may be getting in his way. So we did this really intense coaching session. You might want to check that out. I really think that everybody can benefit from this, again, both inside and outside of the gym. Well, you know, today is Wednesday. This is going to be his third day of Toastmasters. And, I mean, he wanted to have nothing to do with this Toastmasters thing, right? And so he went to the first one. And then I was out of town last week for his next one, so I was in there with him. May try to go there one more time, but then he's on his own. And so when we were finished with the first one, you know, I kind of was nudging him a little. He had no idea what this was all about except for what I told him. So he wasn't visualized and comfortable at all with the situation. But I wanted him to push him to just try it, stretch yourself. Which he didn't. He did last week, which was great, and he got to feel that power. But it's like when you look back, you know, how many of those things where you put yourself in a position, you want to stretch yourself and grow, but you just don't, I'll wait. I'll wait a little while. I'll wait a month or a week or until I feel more comfortable. I guess my question is, you know, how satisfied are you on a scale from 1 to 10 about how much you're pushing yourself and stretching yourself and making yourself feel uncomfortable? And as I think about that, one is I have to separate from the results that I'm getting in life, because you probably get this vibe from me, and it's probably well-deserved, and you may be the same way because we've put ourselves in the same circle, is that the results, although we're appreciative, there's always this higher level. So if we're not worried about the process of how we stretch ourselves and we're just worried about the results, what we produce, then if we're not getting the results we produce, who cares about stretching ourselves if it's not producing the results? That's being results-driven instead of process-driven. But if you can, just think about how satisfied are you with how far you push yourself? And I think in some ways that I really push myself. I can think way back as a teenager, pushing myself, being in situations like, why the hell am I ruining my Saturday, my weekend, or spending all my time feeling so uncomfortable, worried about this? I volunteered for this. I don't even have to do this. I can think of many occasions like that throughout my life. This podcast, not so much now anymore. Not so much anymore because, I don't know, somehow, some way, I know I'll say something of some value, right? But I do remember, I shared this with my nephew Ronnie about Toastmasters. It was like the first time that I went. I was like, why the hell am I volunteering for this Toastmasters thing? And again, if you don't know what that is, it's a speaking group, local people, 10 or 12 people, real estate agents, insurance dealers, local businessmen, housewives, nurses, doctors, all wanting to improve their speaking skills. And it's in a very structured manner. Right? And I'm like going, why am I pushing myself in this manner? I can think of many, many occasions like that, but especially in Toastmasters, where, you know, I volunteered to do this 3-minute speech that they have, and 3 minutes of your life in a week to prepare. And I just remember the night before, I could not sleep. And I wasn't a kid. At least Ronnie's a 20-year-old kid. I was an adult with accomplishments. I've done seminars in my realm of bodybuilding and training, right? This was a generic speech about whatever the topic was. I couldn't sleep the night before, and I'm thinking, why the hell am I putting myself under such pressure, such stress? Now, I know why. I am, because I want to develop my speaking skills and my comfort in front of other people, and this was right after I finished my secluded world of being a bodybuilder. So I know why, but I was asking myself, I felt so much stress, right? How often do you do that? Really, if you do that on a continual basis, you're going to build so much stress-taking muscle, right? Well, what was stretching yourself, feeling like uncomfortable before, you're not going to feel uncomfortable later on, right? Because what was a huge deal before isn't going to be a huge deal eventually because of all the, you doing it. You're growing bigger and confident, and you know you're flexible on your feet. You'll come up with something. You'll do well under the pressure, right? But I'm wondering, we know that when we stretch ourselves on a continual basis, we push ourselves to develop all these talents, resources, ability, mental flexibility, the way we deal with other people, how we use our time, how we manage our money, everything, all these factors, all these components to building life that we really want, we'll use them to their fullest, or we won't, but we'll put more demand even when we fail, when we put ourselves under stress and pressure. Are you satisfied with that on a scale from 1 to 10? Or do you think you could do more of? See, one thing right after that first Toastmaster session, I told Ronnie, because he sat back, and I know the thought process. He's thinking, well, I'm new to this. I'm one of the younger people. This is my very first one. I'm not going to put that expectation on me to just volunteer. It's just a couple-minute speech or whatever. Whether you fail or succeed, you can get power in just jumping in there and doing it, because you're going to move forward, whether you do a great presentation right off the bat or not. And right after, I pulled him aside and I asked, hey, what was it? What did he like about it? What was great about it? But I wanted him to say is that if you had that time back and you really are committed to being here and getting all the benefit out of it, if you had to do all over again, would you have pushed yourself anyway? Just think about it, because it's easier to think about it with hindsight 2020. See, I want you to think about how much stress you put yourself under, that self-imposed pressure to become your very best, knowing that when we feel uncomfortable, when we allow ourselves to feel uncomfortable, we're going to grow. How happy are you on a scale from 1 to 10 for doing that? When I think about that, I think in some ways definitely a 10. I'm definitely doing things. You might see this. I mean, this Morning Connection podcast, I guess, would be one example of that. But then I have to stop and think, well, what about the areas that I'm not that great at, or I certainly haven't been great at in the past because I haven't put enough focus on it, but I always had it on my goal list. I mean, isn't intimacy and connection and figuring that out, putting your heart out on the line and not bullshitting yourself that there's a little bit of fear, a little bit of lack of trust. I mean, that's, you know, wasn't my case. I could step up and do a podcast. I can step up and write an article that was distributed all around the world, or say something bold in my profession about man formation or bodybuilding and training that the whole world could judge me. I guess that takes a certain level of getting out of my comfort zone, right? I could be judged harshly. But how about stretching yourself with the person right next to you, letting that layer of intimacy, connection. And sometimes, you know, you could even be married. You could even have what you consider to be a good marriage. But you're leaving that layer of distance. I see that a lot with people who I work with. And so I always look for it for myself. Is that, so in some ways when I said, yeah, I stretch myself, I push myself, and I'm uncomfortable. But I'm thinking about, is that really true in all areas of my life? All right, so if you're gravitating, especially a person who listens to a podcast like this one, I'm pretty sure that you stretch yourself, because I'm sure it's not comfortable listening to this podcast all the time, and you do it anyway for the greater good. So I would think that your initial reaction would be, yeah, you're bold, you push yourself, you do things that are uncomfortable, and that is probably true. But it may be time to think about in the areas that you aren't as good at right now. You haven't progressed the way you want it to, even though it's been written down on your goal sheet. Because when I think about that right now, there's, you know, business, for example. I mean, yes, I was in business as a bodybuilder, but the product was, you know, my body and, you know, the image I produced. And I got paid a lot for not a, it's not a core business thing. It's about the inspiration that I brought to other people's life by just doing the thing that I love to do. It's a lot different. It's a lot different than strictly, you know, business providing value from a product or service that isn't so tied to you. I mean, it's a representation of what you do, of course, right? But business takes a lot of risk, especially if you want to succeed at the highest level. And I'm thinking, I guess I didn't really stretch myself. I mean, stretching yourself is like what I'm doing right now with Mass Machine Nutrition, where, I mean, there are tens of thousands of dollars going backwards and forwards. That is risk, and that's stretching myself, because you got to find a way. I mean, when you got a warehouse full of awesome products, Mass Machine Nutrition, in a warehouse, and you got to pay for that, you got 30 days to pay for it, you got to find a way. You got to stretch yourself. You got to be creative. You got to be influential, persuasive. You got to be able to work hard, use all your talents, resources, ability. I mean, that is stretching yourself, right? And if before as a bodybuilder, I said, well, I want to be successful in business. I am successful in business. Why aren't things happening at the level that I want? Well, that was not stretching myself, even though maybe I thought it was. And it certainly wasn't stretching myself when it came to my body. Right. So by putting up a video or putting my journey on a blog, which I did many times, when it came to the relationships and then the business part of it, I guess in my own world, I was stretching myself like we talked about. But the reality was I really wasn't, especially to the level that I am now. And I'm reaping a lot bigger rewards now because I now understand that, and I'm putting myself out there, right? So your initial reaction, being the type of person you are to listen to this podcast, making it all the way to the end today, is someone who pushes themselves. But really think about that. How uncomfortable do you feel about the things you're not so good at, the things that you seem to be always out of your reach, that aren't progressing, even though they've been written down on your goal list, your dream life, your dream board, your vision board, whatever, for many, many years, right? So, hey, I always want to give you a big high five, a slap on the back when you're doing things well, but these podcasts a lot of times isn't really to celebrate, and we probably should talk about that, celebrating more, but it's really focusing on your frustrations, the things you're not making progress in, maybe you being great, awesome, great thought process, but maybe a little bit more in that area that you struggle with. I know that's what I needed a coach to kind of break down for me instead of the generic teaching. You know, maybe that's what we need to really enjoy that quality of life that we want. Just some things to think about. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that accomplishment, that achievement, that experience, that material possession. I don't care what it is that you really, really want. That's going to take months, if not years, not days, not a couple weeks, months, if not years of you stepping up and truly stretching yourself and stretching yourself not in areas that you love, but also stretching yourself in those areas that you're not quite so good at, right? That are connected in the same manner. Maybe you didn't think about it until this podcast. All right, think about that for 3 seconds. What are those results that you really, really want? What are they? And what is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Are they really helping you get there to that result? And you're not just happy with the process, the day-to-day to-do check-off list. All right, guys. Have a great day. And we'll connect again tomorrow.